Brothers and sisters, I would like to start by asking a question.
弟兄姊妹，我想开始我要问一个问题。
Do you remember what was shared last week?
上周交通了什么呢？
Only 1 week has passed.
只是一周过去了。
And I see some of us flipping to our notes.
我看我们有些人在翻笔记。
Or maybe some of us still remember what was spoken last week.
可能有些人还记得上周讲了什么。
But what impact has this had on our lives?
那上周讲的对你有影响吗？
Brother Benjamin shared redeeming the time.
伟修弟兄交通赎回我们的光阴。
If in the past week there is no change,
假如上周你一点改变没有，
we are not redeeming our time.
我们没有再赎回光阴。
And in fact, we are those who are wasting His grace.
我们在浪费他的恩典。
Brother Gabriel also mentioned those who are cut to the heart.
Gabriel 弟兄还也跟我们交通扎心。
And today I want to share on a similar topic.
今天我想交通一个类似的题目。
We need to have a heart that burns within.
我们需要里面有一个发被火烧着的心，心里火热。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
我们翻到路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24 verse 32, the first part of verse 33.
24章32跟33的前一部分。
Luke chapter 24 verse 32 to 33.
路加福音24章32到33节。
And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have a burning fire in your heart today?
弟兄姊妹，你们今天有谁心里是火热的？
I want to share some points on this.
我想交通几个点。
The first is on meeting.
第一个，我们的聚会。
When you come to the meeting, you have that fire burning within.
当你来聚会，你心里是火热的吗？
If you do not, then what are you doing here?
假如你不是，你来干嘛呢？
What is your expectation when you come to the meeting?
你来聚会，你希望得着什么呢？
Do you just want to hear some good words?
你只是想听到一些好的道吗？
Or I have no fire, but I hope the speaker today can light the fire in me.
我里面没什么火，我希望今天的讲员把我里面的火点起来。
But if not, then I go home the same way I came.
那假如他点不起来，我今天就回家跟之前一样。
We really need to consider this question, why are we coming to the meeting?
我们需要真的想，我为什么来聚会呢？
We think about meetings we have outside of church.
我们想在在聚会以外 的场合。
At work, I will attend meetings because I want to gain something.
在工作的时候我去开会因为我想知道一些事情。
I go to this talk so I can bring information back to the team.
我去一些讲座因为我想听到一些东西带回我的团队。
And when we come back to the team, if we can use this new thing, then it can really help our team.
带回我的组里面我学了一些新的东西我能够帮助我组里面的工作。
And on the flip side, if we find this meeting is not helpful, we'll recommend not going to this meeting anymore.
假如我们看那些会议都没什么用的其实我们都说不要去了。
We see that it's very real.
很真实的。
That we go to these meetings for a purpose.
你去开会你是有目的的。
That I want to gain something.
但我是想得到一些东西的。
And then if we see in our lives, we may buy books or pay money for classes.
在我们生活中我们会买书会花一些钱去上课。
We are hoping to gain something that can improve our lives.
因为我想学一些东西让我生活得到提升。
See, there are many books on how to be successful.
有很多书说如何成功。
People buy these books.
我买那书。
And then they go and really try to implement what the book says.
因为我想把这些书所教的我要真的实行。
This makes a lot of sense.
其实这很容易理解。
But how do we treat the word of the Lord?
但我们对神的话我们是怎么看的呢?
When we read the Bible, when we come to meetings, do we ever try to really put to practice the words of the Lord?
当我们读圣经我们来聚会我们是否真的要把神的话行出来呢?
Do I want these words to become a reality in my life?
我真的想要这些话成为我的实际吗?
If not, why do I even come to this meeting?
假如不是我为什么还来聚会呢?
Have you considered why you are doing this?
你有没有想过你为什么来聚会?
I know it's the right thing to do.
我知道这是对的。
The Bible says we must gather, so I come to meeting.
圣经说一定要聚会，所以我来。
And if I don't come, I feel bad that I missed the meeting.
假如我不来, 我觉得不好受, 我觉得我损失了一个, 错失了一个聚会。
Like there's some religious responsibility, like I have to come.
有一个宗教的责任, 好像我一定要来。
We must consider, brothers and sisters, we spend so many hours coming to meetings.
我们需要想, 我们花了很多的时间来聚会。
Many of you even come to multiple meetings every week.
很多我们当中的人, 一周甚至参加很多不同的聚会。
But the question we need to ask is there any fire within?
但我们要问, 你心里有火吗?
Or have we just been wasting our time?
还是你在浪费时间呢?
Are we just here to participate in some activities or gain some head knowledge?
你只是在参加一些活动, 得到一些头脑的知识吗?
Also want us to consider that when we come to meeting, we often pray we want to meet the Lord.
我们也要思想这个问题, 在聚会中我们常常祷告要遇见主。
But I think we treat this phrase too lightly.
但其实我们对这个祷告很随便。
What is meeting the Lord to you?
对你来说什么是遇见主呢?
That I'm moved in my heart.
是我心里感动吗?
The point this brother shared really touched me.
我们弟兄交通的非常让我有得着。
But is that it?
只是让我感动吗?
We see here that when these two disciples, when they met the Lord, there was a change.
当这两位门徒他们遇见主, 有一个改变的。
That their hearts were burning within and their eyes were open.
他们的里面火热, 他们的眼被打开。
So we see that meeting the Lord is not such a small matter.
所以遇见主不是一件小事。
Indeed, when we come to meeting, we should meet the Lord.
我们来到聚会, 应该要遇见主的。
But when we pray this, let us be really seriously and fervent in our hearts.
当我们真的这么祷告, 要心里带着火, 真的要才这么祷告,
that I want to meet the Lord today.
我要真的, 我在今天要遇见主,
so that my heart will burn within.
所以我的心里能够火热,
then there will be a change.
才能够有改变。
Next, I want us to consider the condition of our hearts.
第二个, 我们要思想, 我们心里面的情况。
Why is it that when we come to meetings, sometimes there's no impact?
为什么有时候我们来了聚会对我一点影响都没有呢?
The main reason is we have not prepared our hearts.
主要原因是我没有预备我的心。
If the Lord is here, but I am not prepared to meet Him,
假如主在这里, 但我没有预备好要遇见他,
then I am missing out big.
那我的错失多么大呢?
In Matthew chapter 13, it shares the parable of the sower.
在马太福音13章, 主有一个撒种的比喻。
We won't be reading all the verses.
我们不会读全部的经节。
But one thing we know is that in this parable, the field represents our heart.
但我们知道这里面讲到的地讲到我们的心。
So we need to ask ourselves this question, what is the condition of my heart?
我们需要问一个问题, 你心的情况是如何?
I don't want to just hear the standard answer, oh, we are all the good soil.
我不想听到一个模范的答案, 我们心里都是好土。
We must carefully consider this question.
我们需要很认真想这个问题。
What is the condition of my heart?
我心的情况到底如何?
So I want to just look at a few of these verses.
我想我们看一些经节。
Let's first look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
我们看马太福音13章的19节。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside.
凡听见天国道理不明白的, 那恶者就来, 把所撒在他心里的都夺了去, 这就是撒在路旁的了。
Are we the seed on the wayside?
我们是撒在路旁的吗?
Or perhaps we're not even to the wayside because it says here, these words were actually sown in their heart.
我们甚至撒在路旁都不是, 因为他说是这个种子撒在心里才算是撒在路旁。
So if we just come to the meeting, we're daydreaming, the words have never even entered our heart.
如果我们来到聚会只是发呆, 那话根本没进我的心。
Satan doesn't even need to snatch it away because it never is in our heart.
仇敌根本不用去把你所听的道夺去, 因为都没有进你的心。
So maybe we think, that's not my condition. I feel the words have really touched my heart.
或者我们觉得这不是我的情况, 我觉得有些话真的摸到我的心了。
But then we need to be so careful. Are we this the one by the wayside?
但我们需要非常的认真, 我是那个路旁土吗?
That we do hear the words, we are moved within.
我们里面有感动。
But and then Satan comes immediately and After the meeting, snatches away the word.
让撒旦来一聚完会把那个道夺去。
Satan is fine if the word is in your heart for just an hour.
其实你心里面听了有感动一个钟头，撒旦是没有所谓的。
Our brother has shared that Satan is fine if you just have a Sunday Jesus. Jesus is just your Lord for the weekend.
仇敌是没有所谓的，只要耶稣对你来说只是主日耶稣。
And then later on, he snatches it away, and you are still left with nothing.
那之后，他把你所听的道夺去，你什么都没有。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be so careful that we are not just feeling moved or touched in the meeting.
我们需要非常的认真，不能够只是说聚会里面我有感动。
Because this is not enough.
因为这不够的。
Because if we see that tomorrow, when we go back to our life, there's nothing, Satan has snatched it away.
因为明天我回到我生活中，我觉得什么都没有，仇敌已经把你听的道夺去了。
Then let us look at the stony places.
那我们要看见石头地。
Let's look at verse 20.
我们看二十节。
But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who heard the word and immediately receives it with joy.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受。
It says here, they immediately received it with joy.
这里说当下欢喜领受。
How often does that happen to us?
是不是对我们来说经常发生呢？
I think this is actually quite rare.
其实老实讲也没多少次。
And I think when this does happen, we're so excited and we share with all the brothers and sisters, today I received the word with joy.
当这发生的时候我们都很兴奋，我们跟弟兄姊妹交通说，哇，我今天欢喜领受了。
Because unfortunately, it is often such a rare occurrence.
但其实不常发生的。
But yet we see that even this is not enough.
但我们看到即使发生了也不够。
Because when we see in verse 21,
因为二十一节
it says, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使未到遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So we see that immediately once difficulty comes, that we stumble.
我们看见难处一来我们就跌倒。
So now we see, not only do we receive the word into our heart, receive it with joy, but that we need to persevere.
所以不仅我们把话接到心里，把话欢喜接到心里，我们需要有根。
And perhaps there are times where we do consecrate ourselves, we are willing to pay the price through the persecution.
或者我们曾经我们把自己奉献给神，我们跟神说这些患难我都可以经过。
But then we need to grow.
但我们需要成长。
When we look at those seeds on the thorny ground,
我们看在荆棘地里的种子。
In verse 22,
在二十二节。
Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
These are those who they did have the first time they consecrated.
这些人他们有过一次彻底的奉献。
And they did start to grow.
他们的确在成长了。
But over time, there were the cares of the world.
但慢慢的世上的思虑。
There were other things that started to entangle them.
其他的事情把他们缠住了。
And then eventually these things choked the word.
最终这些事情把道挤住了。
And what is the end result?
结果是什么呢?
They became unfruitful.
他们成为一个不能结实的情况。
There is no fruit from all of this.
没有结实，没有果子。
So we see that even this is not enough.
我们看见即使这样还不够。
That we need to persist and persevere to the end.
我们需要一路跟到底。
This is why we need to daily renew our consecration.
所以我们需要每天更新在神面前的奉献。
And only then are we that good soil.
只有这样才是好土。
And what is this result?
结果是什么呢?
We see in verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
But he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who bears fruit and produces some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
So here we see what the Lord is looking. Is there anyone who can bear fruit?
所以我们主在找谁能结实呢？
By the Lord's mercy, not all of us are a hundredfold, some are 60, some are 30.
因着主的怜悯，可能不是所有人都一百倍，有人可能六十倍，有人可能三十倍。
But the key here is you need to bear fruit.
但关键是你要节食啊。
Let us not get stuck at one of these previous stages.
那不能在前面那种情况那里卡在那里。
That, oh, I've just been moved by the Lord.
我只是感动受感动。
Or I received it with joy.
我只是欢喜领受。
Or I grew a little bit.
我有一点点成长。
Isn't that enough?
够吗？
But we need to see, I need to be one who can bear fruit.
我们需要看见，我们需要成为那个结果子的人。
Brothers and sisters, the condition of our heart is so important.
我们心里的情况多么重要。
One thing we need to see very carefully here.
我们需要非常认真地想，思想这个问题。
That the same seed is sown.
同样的种子。
But the result is different.
不同的结果。
In this meeting, same seed.
在这个聚会里面，同样的种子。
But we are all have different conditions in our heart.
但每个人心里的情况不一样。
Some are the good soil, they receive it.
有些人是好土，他们接受了。
But those who are not,
但有些不是。
And they missed out big.
巨大的损失。
So that is, we need to pay attention to the condition of our heart.
我们需要对我们心里的情况非常的留意。
Third, I want to look at our personal life and our service.
第三个，我想看我们个人的生活和我们的服事。
We need to ask ourselves, is there any reality in our life?
我们要问我们一个问题，我生活中有任何的实际吗？
Or is every day I just follow the rules?
还是每天我跟着规条？
That I pray a few times, I read the Bible, I behave the best I can, I attend the meetings when I have to, so on.
我每天祷告几次，读圣经，做好事，来参加聚会。
As if I'm very passive, but I know I need to follow all the rules to be a good Christian.
其实我是个很被动的人，但我知道要做一个好基督徒，我要遵守所有的规条。
Do we think that doing these things makes us a good Christian?
你觉得做这些让你成为一个好基督徒吗？
What does it really mean to be a good or even a normal Christian?
到底成为一个好基督徒，甚至只是说成为正常基督徒是什么意思呢？
The first thing is we must have the fire.
第一个，你心里要有火。
I want to look at an example in the Bible.
我想看我圣经里的一个例子。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
我们看使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18 verse 24 to 28.
使徒行传十八章二十四到二十八节。
Here it speaks of a man named Apollos.
这里讲到有个人叫做亚波罗。
Let's just read these verses.
我们读一下这些圣经节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 24 to 28.
18章24到28节
Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue.When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问的。最能讲解圣经，这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。他想要往亚该亚去，弟兄们就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
So when we look at Apollos here, we see someone who has the fire burning in his heart.
当我们看亚波罗，他是一个心里火热的人。
Although in the beginning he was not completely accurate, he only knew the baptism of John.
可能一开始他都不全对，他只知道约翰的洗礼。
But this person has the fire burning within him.
但他里面是有火在烧的。
He had to serve. He had to do something.
他不得不去服侍，他不得不做一些东西。
I want to compare this with the chief priests and scribes when Jesus was born.
我想用这个来对比在主耶稣出生的时候那些祭司长跟文士。
That when the wise men from the east came and asked them where Jesus was.
当东方来的博士他们问主耶稣出生在哪里呢？
They knew very clearly where Jesus was.
他非常清楚主耶稣会出生在哪。
They studied the scriptures. This thing was no mystery to them.
他们研究圣经，这些东西对他们来说一点都不难。
But what did they do?
那他们做了什么呢？
They told the wise men from the east where to go.
他们告诉东方来的博士去哪里。
But they did not go.
那他们自己不去了。
We see the wise men from the east went, but they just stayed there.
东方来的博士去了，他们留在那里。
With this information, what was the outcome? They did nothing.
他们知道，但是他们不做，那结果是什么呢？
That this is just soil by the wayside. There is nothing here.
那就是撒在路旁土，什么都没有。
There's no reality.
没有实际。
So we need to ask ourselves, or what condition are we?
我们需要问，我现在情况是如何？
In our lives, do we have this fire that we want to serve the Lord?
在实际生活中，你心里有火要服侍主吗？
Or are we gaining knowledge, but nothing has changed?
还是只是我来得一些知识，我什么都没变过？
And there is no action.
没有任何的行动。
Today, thank the Lord that we have so, that the brothers before us have shared so much of the Bible.
我们感谢主，我们前面的弟兄给我们有很多的讲论。
We have so much knowledge now.
我们有很多的知识。
We know what is the more accurate way.
我们知道什么是最对的。
But do we do anything?
那我们做了任何事吗？
If we were here seeing Apollos,
假如我们在这里看见亚波罗,
would we think, oh, look at this brother Apollos, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
我们会说, 哎, 你看到亚波罗, 根本不知道自己在讲什么。
He has the fire, but he's just doing his own thing.
他有火, 但他只是做他想要的。
Whereas we are sitting there pointing out his mistakes, but in fact we are doing nothing.
我们会坐在那里听, 指出亚波罗的问题, 然后其实你什么都不做吗?
You have no fire, you are just sitting there.
你没有火, 你只坐在那里。
If we don't do anything, it might appear that we are very spiritual.
假如你什么都不做, 可能显出来你很属灵。
We don't say the wrong things, we don't do the wrong things.
你不会讲错的东西, 你不会做错的东西, 显出来你可能很属灵。
But in fact, in our heart, there is something that is wrong, there is inaccuracy, but it's just not revealed.
但其实你心里有问题。
In fact, these mistakes, we're just hiding them.
只是你隐藏这些问题。
So we see that to have the reality, we need the burning within.
所以要有实际，必须你心里要有火的。
Let us look at a bit more at Apollos.
我们再看一下亚波罗。
It says here in verse 25, he was fervent in spirit.
25节他说他心里火热。
And the things he knew, he spoke and taught accurately.
他所知道的，他详细讲论教训人。
So when we serve the Lord, we're not just saying, oh Lord, I will make mistakes, and we carelessly serve Him.
我们服侍主，肯定不是说我就随便讲一些事情。
But to the best that we know the Lord, we serve as accurately as we know.
但是因着跟着我，根据我所晓得的，我详细准确的跟人说。
And I'm fervent in spirit, and I do serve the Lord.
我里面火热，我要服侍主。
But of course we know that we don't see everything.
但是我们知道，其实我们这个人是很有限，你不会看到全部的。
And we know we will make mistakes.
我们也会犯错误。
So we need to be teachable, to be willing to be corrected.
所以我们需要有受教的心，当有人来更正我的时候，我能愿意能够被改变。
And thank the Lord that here there was Aquila and Priscilla, that they taught him the way of God more accurately.
感谢主，这里有百基拉、雅基拉，他们将神的道给亚波罗讲得更加的详细。
And thank the Lord that Apollos was teachable.
感谢主，亚波罗是可受教的。
And we see what is the result.
结果是什么呢？
Look at the words used here in verse 27. He greatly helped those who believe through grace.
27节他这里说亚波罗能够多帮助那蒙恩信主的人。
For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly.
他极有能力驳倒犹太人。
Showing from the scripture that Jesus is the Christ.
引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
Look at how it describes Apollos. He greatly helped them. He vigorously refuted them.
我们看亚波罗在这里多有能力，他极力驳倒犹太人。
So we see, where does this start from?
从哪里开始呢？
It starts from the fire within.
从火开始的。
So brothers and sisters, let us not focus just on the head knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，不要专注在只是知识上。
But let us focus, is there any desire in me to serve the Lord?
你里面有火，你要服侍主吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is why our Christian life is so dry.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是，你的基督徒生活非常的枯干。
Because we are just doing these mundane tasks with no interest.
因为我们只是做一些事情，其实我一点兴趣都没有。
I hear brothers share what is the right thing to do, so I write that down and I force myself to do it.
我听到弟兄交通什么是对的，我把它写下来，然后强迫自己做这些事。
But then over time, I feel I don't know what I'm doing, or I feel there's no strength.
但其实渐渐过去，我其实不知道自己在干什么，我里面没有力量。
And when difficulty comes, then we fade away.
当难处来了，我就往后退。
But the key here is we need to come to Jesus.
但关键是来到主的面前。
How badly do you want this?
你有多想要呢？
The Lord has promised us that all who seek shall find.
主耶稣应许我们，凡寻找的就寻见。
So if we see we are missing this reality,
我们看见我们其实没有这个实际。
The issue is not with our Lord, but it's with us.
问题不在主那边，在我那边。
If we just have the knowledge, this is not enough.
只要只是有知识不够的。
Brother also shared that when Jesus told his disciples to get in the boat to go to the other side.
我们弟兄也交通，主耶稣呼召门徒上船到另一边去。
Are we just those who have the knowledge of getting in the boat?
我们只是有那个上船的知识吗？
And when those who got in the boat come back and tell us what they experienced, then we also share this knowledge.
当别人上了船回来之后跟我们交通，我们也把我们听到的跟别人讲吗？
But are you getting into the boat?
那你有上船吗？
We need to take this step.
我们需要跨出这一步。
We need to have this reality.
需要有这个实际。
That I was in the boat when Jesus calmed the wind and the waves.
当主耶稣平静风和海的时候，我也在船上。
Not just I share what someone else experienced，
而不是我在交通别人经历的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have this reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这个实际。
And this starts with having the fire in our hearts.
从什么开始呢？你心里有火开始。
Next, I want to share that we also need to have spiritual growth.
接下来我想交通，我们也需要有属灵的成长。
Our brother has shared with us that we are all different members of one body.
我们弟兄跟我们交通，我们都是身体里不同的肢体。
But as members of the body, we need to grow.
但是你作为身体里面肢体，你需要成长的。
Imagine if one member of your body is not growing, but the rest of your body is growing.
你想一下，假如你身体里面有一个肢体不成长，而你其他肢体都在成长。
This is a disease. This is a sickness.
这是一个病。
That this is not a normal condition.
这不是一个正常的情况。
Do not think that there is a middle ground where I'm not growing right now, but at least I'm not also dying.
千万不要有一个中间地带，我没有在成长，但我也没有死。
We need to know that if we are not growing, then in fact, we are the ones dying.
假如我没有成长，心里已经在死了。
And we need to know that the moment we are saved, we are part of this body.
我们需要看见你一信主，你就在这个身体里面。
So we all need to grow.
所以我们都需要成长。
And where does this desire to grow come from?
你里面想要成长的渴慕从哪里来呢？
Again, it's the fire within. Is there any desire that, Lord, I want to grow?
是你里面的，从你里面的火来的。你跟主说，主啊，我真的要成长。
So we need to ask, have I had any spiritual growth?
所以我们要问，你有任何属灵的成长吗？
We look at the past month, past year, or maybe past years.
我们看我们过去的一个月，过去的一年，甚至过去的好几年。
Has there been any spiritual growth?
有任何的成长吗？
I find this is actually kind of a difficult question to answer.
其实这是一个很难回答的问题。
Because how do we evaluate our spiritual growth?
我们怎么知道我属灵上有成长呢？
I now know more about the Bible.
我对圣经知道更多吗？
I've read the Bible a couple more times now.
我读圣经读了更多次吗？
And I have been touched by some messages.
我被一些信息感动到吗？
But what is true spiritual growth?
什么是真正的属灵成长呢？
How much has the Lord changed me?
就是主对我这个人改变多少？
How has the Lord used me?
主对我用我多少？
How have I been dealt with by the Lord?
我被主对付多少？
But these questions seem to be more abstract.
但是这些问题好像很抽象。
So I just want to give maybe some more concrete examples.
我想给一些很实际的例子。
Do you enjoy reading the Bible?
你读圣经，你喜欢读圣经吗？
If through these years we say, I still do it just out of responsibility or duty.
如果很多年过去了，你其实只是读圣经，只是为了责任。
Maybe a different question would be, how many days do you enjoy reading the Bible?
或者有一个问题，你有多少天你是喜欢读圣经？
Friends and sisters, this should grow over time. We should enjoy, we should long to read the word of the Lord.
这个需要，这个爱慕应该一直的长，我们应该对神的话越来越爱慕。
But if we see this is not the case,
但假如不是这样，
no matter how many times you've read the Bible or think you know, you have more knowledge,
不仅你，不管你读多少次圣经，你觉得你有多少知识。
If you don't have the longing for the word,
假如你对神的话语没有爱慕，
perhaps there's actually no spiritual growth.
那对你来说可能一点属灵的成长都没有。
Another question is, how much do you pray to the Lord?
还有个问题，你有多少真的是对向着主祷告？
Is it, I know I need to pray to the Lord, I come to prayer meeting, so I pray.
我知道我要向主祷告，所以我来到祷告区会祷告。
Or do you see, over the years, I have so many things I have to share to the Lord, that naturally, I just start praying more to the Lord.
还是说自然的，我觉得我有很多话想要跟主说，所以我自然的多了很多的祷告。
And I also see that more of my prayers have been answered by the Lord.
并且我越多的看见主答应我的祷告。
This is true spiritual growth.
这个叫做真正的属灵成长。
And one more concrete example is question is how many people have been changed because of you?
还有个问题，有多少人因着你被改变呢？
How many people have you led to Christ?
有多少人你带他们到主那里呢？
How many people have been changed because they saw Christ's life in you?
有多少人因着看见主耶稣生命在你里面，他们被改变呢？
If throughout the years the answer is still zero,
假如这么多年来答案是零
or the answer is one and we are so excited because we have one person
或者我们答案是有一个人我们已经很高兴了
Brothers and sisters, are we really growing?
弟兄姊妹我们真的在成长吗
We cannot fool ourselves into just thinking that we have growth
我们不能够自己骗自己说我在成长
We can't just fool ourselves into saying Oh, I'm the good soil but I'm just growing slowly
我们不能自己骗自己我是好土我是长得慢
Because if over time we think that, but we see the result, there's still no fruit.
但我们看见结果是什么呢？你一个果子都没有。
We are fooling ourselves.
你在自己骗自己。
In fact, we are the soil by the wayside, and there is not even any seed there anymore.
其实你根本就是路旁土，里面连种子都没有了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be so careful about this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对这个要非常的谨慎。
We need to grow in the Lord.
我们需要在主里面有成长。
And the last point I want to share.
最后一个点我想交通的
is that the fire within should be a response of love to our Lord.
就是我里面的火是对着主爱的回应。
Jesus loves you so much.
主耶稣多么爱你。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱主吗?
Of course, you might think, of course I love Jesus.
你肯定会说当然我爱主。
But do you actually love him?
你真的爱他吗?
Or do you say, oh, I love him, but not as much as I love other things.
或者说我爱他但是呢对比其他的没有爱其他东西那么爱主
Is that really loving our Lord?
这叫爱主吗
We need to consider this such a basic question Do you love the Lord Jesus?
我们需要思考这个很基本的问题你爱主吗
At the Lord's table meeting we often pray that we want there to be a response to the Lord's love
我们在饼杯面前常常祷告主啊我要对你的爱有回应
So, And we are moved to pray this way during the meeting
我们在波饼聚会的时候被感动这样祷告。
But after the meeting, the next day, when we go back to work,
但聚会结束了，第二天我去上班。
Do we still have that love for the Lord?
你心里对主还有那个爱吗？
This love is very abnormal if you love someone for just a few hours and then don't love them afterwards.
这个爱是很不正常的，假如你只是爱几个小时之后就不爱了。
I think we actually have a very good understanding of love when we love others.
我们其实对爱我们是明白什么是爱的当你爱别的东西的时候
When you love someone else there is that burning desire in you
当你爱一个人你里面有一个烧的一个爱慕
You want to spend all the time with this person
你想把所有时间都跟这个人一起度过
You want to do something for this person
你想为这个人做点事情
That there is action out of this love
这个爱会产生出行动的
But how come when we say we love the Lord
但为什么我们说我们爱主
It's just loving the Lord a little bit for some hours.
只是爱一点点，爱几个小时呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is not true love.
弟兄姊妹，这不是真的爱。
If we think about a marriage,
假如我们想象思考婚姻
，Would you just say that's reasonable that I love this person?
我们说这很合理，我爱一个人。
And then we sign the document because it's reasonable.
然后我们就签那个证书，因为我爱，因为这是合理的。
We see that, you know, outside of arranged marriages, that marriage is not this way.
但我们看见婚姻不是这样子。
That you're married because you love the other person.
你跟这人结婚是因为你真的爱他。
We know we are to be the bride of Christ.
我们知道我们都要成为基督的心腹。
But do we even love our Lord?
但我们爱主吗？
And we really need to consider this question.
我们真的需要好好想一下。
Because out of this love for the Lord, we should have the fire within.
因为只有向着主的爱，我们里面才有火。
And this love and this fire should come very naturally.
这个火应该是来得很自然的。
And so today, I want us to see that we need to have our hearts burning, have this fire.
今天我想交通是，我们要里面火热，里面有那火在烧的。
But I want us to be clear that this is just the first step.
但我也想讲清楚，这只是第一步。
That we see along the way, like Apollos, that we will need to be corrected.
我们看见像亚波罗一样，在路途中我们需要被更正。
And we do need to have growth.
我们需要有成长。
But we need to be faithful to the end.
但是我们需要忠心到底。
Maybe some of us had this fire when we first believed.
当你刚信主，你可能里面有那个火。
Maybe we lost this fire.
你可能中途火没了。
So we need to come back to the Lord.
我们需要回到主的面前。
Sometimes the Lord places us in environments to light the fire in our hearts again.
有时候主把你放在环境，为的就是要把你里面的火重新点着起来。
So I hope we see that we need to have fire within.
所以我希望我们能看见，我们需要里面有火。
And this is just the beginning.
这只是开始。
And we need to be so careful.
我们需要非常的谨慎。
That if we have no fire, no desire for the Lord.
假如我里面没火了，对主没有爱慕了。
That there is in fact no way forward in our Christian life.
在你的基督徒生活里面，你不可能往前。
So may we all have the fire in our hearts for the Lord.
愿我们心里向着主都有那个火。
This concludes my sharing.
这是我的交通。感谢主，我们有机会在主面前一同交通他的话。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to come before the Lord and share His word.
一同思想一些神的话。
That we can meditate on His word.
我想我们人的天性就是喜欢容易，喜欢舒服。
I think by our nature we like things to be easy and smooth.
所以我们就习惯性的来聚会。
So we come to meetings out of habit.
然后我们觉得就一直这么下去就可以。
And we think that we can just continue this way and it's okay.
但我想神兴起一些环境提醒我们每一个人。
But the Lord raises circumstances to remind each and every one of us.
我不能够再这么下去。
I cannot continue this way.
改变多少我不知道。
How much change I don't know.
但你起码心里要有这种感觉。
But you must have this feeling in your heart.
我不能够再这么下去。
I cannot continue this way.
我要真的来到主面前求主怜悯我。
I need to come before the Lord and ask Him for mercy.
所以我们都处在一个非常关键的时候。
So we are in a key moment right now.
所以我今天想交通题目是挪亚的日子。
And so today I want to share on the topic the days of Noah.
神的话告诉我们挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也如何。
The word of God tells us that as the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man.
我们也可以这么领会挪亚的日子如何，我们的日子也如何。
We can also understand that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in our day.
在众多的世代当中
in all of time,
神特别让我们留意一个世代。
The Lord especially wants us to pay attention to this time.
就是挪亚的日子。
Is the days of Noah.
神要让我们好好思想挪亚的日子。
The Lord really wants us to consider the days of Noah.
因为挪亚的日子有话要跟我们说。
Because the days of Noah, there are words to speak to us.
我想我们今天一同来思想三个点。
Let us consider three points today.
我们来读三处的圣经。
Let us read three Bible verses.
都在创世纪第六章。
It is all in Genesis chapter 6.
第一处。
The first.
创世纪第六章第八节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
第二个地方。
The second.
在第六章的十四节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 14.
你要用戈斐木造一次方舟。
Make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
第三处。
The third.
第六章的十九到二十节。
Chapter 6 verse 19 and 20.
凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母。 你要带进方舟, 好在你那里保全生命, 飞鸟各同其类, 牲畜各同其类, 地上的昆虫各同其类, 每样两个, 要到你那里, 好保全生命。
And of every living thing, of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive.
除了这三处圣经之后, 我们再多读一个地方, 约翰福音第二章13到17节。
In addition to these three passages, we will read one more in John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
约翰福音第二章13到17节。
John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
犹太人的逾越节近了, 耶稣就上耶路撒冷去, 看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的, 并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里, 耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子, 把牛羊都赶出店去, 抱出兑换银钱之人的银钱, 推翻他们的桌子, 又对卖鸽子的说, 把这些东西拿去, 不要将我父的店, 当作买卖的地方, 他的门徒就想起经上记着说, 我为你的店心里焦急, 如同火烧。
Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up.
我们刚刚读到主耶稣洁净圣殿。
Here we read Jesus cleansed the temple.
我们知道主耶稣不是事先就计划好。
We know that Jesus did not plan ahead of time to do this.
不是前一天晚上就计划好,我明天去洁净圣殿。
He didn't plan the night before that I will go cleanse the temple the next day.
乃是当主耶稣进到圣殿,他看见圣殿的情况。
But when he went to the temple, he saw the condition of the temple.
但他看见殿里偏离了一个正常的情况。
He saw that it had left the normal condition.
但他看见父的殿, 在一个极不正常的情况当中,
he saw that his father's house was in such an abnormal condition.
主就有一个反应,
the Lord had a reaction.
他赶出那些牛羊,
that he had to drive out all the animals.
倒出那些银子,
that he had to overturn the tables.
推翻他们的桌子,
and he poured out their money and overturned their tables.
是主耶稣看见圣殿的一个情况, 他有个反应。
It is because the Lord saw the condition of the temple that he had this reaction.
有一个很剧烈的反应。
It is a very strong reaction.
我们的主是柔和谦卑的。
Our God is merciful and loving.
我们的主也不随便做事情。
And he never does things carelessly.
为什么我们的主在圣殿里有这么大的动作呢?
So why did he have such a strong reaction in the temple?
是因为当主看见圣殿的情况,他里面不得不有一个反应。
Because when he saw the condition of the temple, he had to have a reaction.
当我们读圣经的时候,我们也留意到一个事情。
And when we read the Bible, we notice one thing.
每当人的光景出现偏离,
that when man has an abnormal condition and deviates,
特别是神的百姓的光景出现了偏离,
especially when God's people deviate away,
神就会对着这个情况有个反应,
God will have a reaction to this condition.
我想我们信主的人,
for those who believe in the Lord,
有时候看见一些自然灾害或者社会现象,
so when we see the natural disasters or we see disasters around us,
我们都会联想到, 哦, 这是不是主的一个反应呢?
We may think, is this God's reaction?
甚至都会有感觉, 甚至互相在谈论说, 哦, 我觉得真的末世来了。
And maybe when we fellowship with one another, we feel, oh, it is the end times now.
但是有个事情值得我们留意,
but there's one thing we ought to pay attention to.
神不仅用环境来做他的反应,
God not only uses environment to express his reaction,
神更要用人来做他的反应,
but God also uses men to express his reaction.
所以当有事情发生在人的身上的时候,
so when something happens to men,
我们需要非常的留意,
we need to pay attention to this.
神不是一个随便做事的神,
our God is not someone who does things carelessly.
当神用一个人做一件事,
when God uses a person to do something,
或者用一个人说一些话,
or use a man to speak some words,
神乃是借着这个人,
God is using this person,
借着这个人发生在这个人身上的遭遇,
through the difficulties that is happening in this person's life,
去表达神的一个反应,
to show the reaction of God.
所以假如事情非常的突然和剧烈,
So if things are so sudden and so severe,
我们要思想神是否对着一个情况有个很剧烈的反应。
We see that God has a very strong reaction to this.
在挪亚的时代
，In Noah's day,
当地上满了败坏的时候
，When the world was full of wickedness,
神用洪水做他的反应。
God's reaction was the flood.
但神不仅用洪水
，But not only the flood.
神也用挪亚做他的反应。
God also used Noah as his reaction.
所以神不仅用洪水审判那个世代
，Not only did he use the flood to judge the time.
神借着挪亚这个人和挪亚所做的，定了那世代的罪。
God used this person Noah and also the work of Noah to condemn the time.
似乎再大的环境都不能够来表达神的反应。
Because no matter how we see that God's reaction was so great.
神必须要用一个人来表达他的反应。
That God could not only use the flood, but he also used the person.
神必须要在地上找到一个人来做他的反应。
God found a person on this earth to be his reaction.
但我们第一处读的圣经告诉我们
,In the first passage we read,
唯有挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
Only Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
也就是说当神在地上很仔细很认真的在找的时候
So we see that when God was looking carefully among the earth
神找来找去
God looked to and fro
只有挪亚一个人能够成为器皿做神的反应
But only Noah could be the vessel for God's reaction
我想因着我们听很多讲道的缘故我们都知道方舟什么意思是什么预表
Because we have heard a lot of messages, we all know what the ark represents.
我们都默认我们这些信主的人肯定会进方舟的，不会在方舟外面。
And we know all of us who believe in the Lord, we will enter the ark, we will not be outside the ark.
但是请你仔细想一下。
But I want us to carefully consider this.
假如你真的活在那个世代，你真的会进方舟吗？
If you live during that time, would you have entered the ark?
我相信在那个时候
I believe at that time,
绝对有人跟神跟挪亚对着干的。
That there are those who were against Noah, against God.
神反对，挪亚反对。
That they opposed God, they opposed Noah.
但我也相信有一部分的人。
But I also believe there are some people.
但他们看见挪亚在建方舟。
They saw Noah building the ark.
他们过去跟挪亚聊。
And they talked with Noah.
他心里有感觉说，是啊，挪亚说的对啊，这世界，这个社会真的很乱啊。
And they think Noah is right, that look at how chaotic, look at how wicked the world is.
真的满了败坏，很多自然灾害。
And it's full of wickedness and harm.
他们可以跟挪亚一起感叹。
And they feel the same as Noah.
但当挪亚问他，那你要放下你手中的事，跟我一起建方舟吗？
But when Noah asked them, are you willing to lay down what you're currently doing and build the ark with me?
甚至都不用你建，你到时候就一起进去就好了。
You don't even have to build, just come into the ark with me.
你要全心全意跟从主吗？
That are you willing to follow the Lord with all your heart, with all your life?
我想很多人的反应都是我回去想一下。
And many of their reactions were, let me go home and think about it.
很多人的脚步都是回家过自己以前的生活。
And their footsteps is to go back home and live their lives as they're used to.
因为刚买了地。
Because they had just bought a plot of land.
刚买了牛。
They had just bought oxen.
刚娶了妻。
They just married a wife.
很多人都说我认同你说世界很败坏。
They say, I agree with you that the world is wicked.
但同时我手中有很多放不下的事。
But at the same time, there are many things in my hand I'm not willing to lay down.
我手中其实很多顾虑。
And there are many worries.
让我再想一下。
So let me think about it.
一想就拖了很多年。
And then when they think about it, it delayed for so many years.
挪亚的日子如何，我们的日子也如何。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in our days.
当我们仔细读圣经的时候
,When we carefully read the Bible,
我们发现当神呼召挪亚进方舟的时候
,When God called Noah to enter into the ark,
神只跟挪亚说会下40天的雨。
God just told Noah that it will rain 40 days and 40 nights.
神从来没有跟挪亚说你要在方舟里面待多久。
But God never told Noah how long he would be in the ark.
所以当挪亚答应神的呼召要进方舟的时候
So when Noah answered God's call and entered into the ark,
挪亚心里已经做好准备我进去是进去一辈子的。
That Noah had prepared that he would enter the ark for the rest of his life.
如果进去几天我肯定愿意。
If it's just a few days, I would be willing to.
夏令会四天三夜。
For summer retreat, it's 4 days, 3 nights.
特会五天四夜。
And a special conference is 5 days, 4 nights.
进去体验体验嘛。
And I will go and I will explore a little.
花钱也要进去。
Even if I spend money, I'll go.
但是当人想到原来是彻底的。
But when you think that this is absolute,
原来是来真的,
it's for real,
很多人就会留在方舟外面。
Then people choose to be outside the ark.
他们能够解释有很多理由。
And they have any explanation.
交通他们的很多软弱，很多挣扎。
And they share their weaknesses and their struggles.
但是他们没有真的要进方舟。
But they don't truly want to go into the ark.
或者他能够在方舟外面解释方舟的意义。
Or they are outside of the ark, but they're explaining the meaning of the ark.
交通进方舟的重要性。
They explain how important it is to enter the ark.
或者批评方舟外面的情况。
Or they criticize the condition outside the ark.
那你觉得这个人他心里也没有要进去。
But yet we see this person's heart, they don't want to enter the ark.
所以很多人就留在了外面。
So the many people stay outside.
我们看一下神的话是怎么解释这个情况。
So how does the word of the Lord explain the circumstance?
我们翻到彼得后书三章五到六节。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
彼得后书三章五到六节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天。并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。
For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water.
原来他们是故意忘记的。
It says they willfully forgot.
表面是在软弱，在挣扎。
On the outward, it was like they were weak, they were struggling.
但神的话比一切两刃的剑都要快。
But the word of the Lord is sharper than a two-edged sword.
辨明人心中的意念。
And it divides the man's thoughts.
原来心里面是故意的。
That it discerns their thoughts, and we see that they were willfully, they were purposely doing
this. 心里面有一个刚硬。
They had a hardness of their heart.
心里面我就是有个事情，我不要把它摆在主的手中。
That there is one thing that I just do not want to put in the Lord's hand.
我就是不要来到主的面前。
I just do not want to come before the Lord.
我外表可以是个很听话的人。
Outwardly, I'm a very obedient person.
可以是个很温和的人。
I'm a very gentle person.
外表上我是可以交通的人。
And I can fellowship.
但是神的话说，你这个人是故意的，你里面有个刚硬。
But here the Lord tells us that you are purposely doing this, that in your heart there is, you willfully have this hardness of heart.
我们弟兄和我们交通道被招的人多，选上的人少。
Our brother shared with us that many are called, but few are chosen.
的确，神要选一个人用是非常严格，非常严谨。
For the Lord to choose someone to use is very serious and severe.
但是有个很重要的前提。
But there is an important prerequisite.
在这句话的前面，主耶稣有一个筵席的比喻。
Before the Lord spoke these words, he had a parable.
是不是这个筵席里面位置太少，争破头要进去，进不去呢？
Is it that there are not enough spots at this feet, so you cannot enter?
不是的。
This is not the case.
是被召的人都不要进去。
It is that those who are called did not desire to enter.
在路加福音有个类似的比喻。
In Luke, there is a similar parable.
被召的人都不要进去。
That those who are called did not want to go in.
因为刚买了地。
Because they had just purchased a plot of land.
刚买了牛。
They had just purchased oxen.
刚娶了妻。
And he had just married a wife.
异口同音的推辞。
And together they rejected.
所以主人只好去外面找人把那些瘸腿瞎眼都叫了来。
And so the master of the house needed to go into the street and to bring in the poor, the maimed, and the lame, and the blind.
没想到叫了人来，里面还有空位。
And after he invited them, there's still empty room.
主人只好出去把人勉强进来。
And then he had to even ask more people to come.
我读的时候我觉得很心酸啊。
And then when I read this, my heart was so saddened.
这个筵席就这么差吗？
That was the feast so poor?
真的没有人要进去吗？
That really no one wants to enter the feast?
要勉强人才进去吗？
The Lord needs to compel us to enter.
我们读到这里我们要跟主说。
When we read this here, we need to tell the Lord.
我要进去。
Lord, I want to enter.
我留在婚宴外面的话。
If I were to stay outside the feast.
我留在方舟外面的话。
If I'm outside the ark.
我信主来干嘛呢？
What am I a Christian for?
求主真的怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我里面真的很刚硬。
That I am so stubborn.
我很难被改变。
It's so hard for me to change.
但求主怜悯我。
But Lord have mercy on me.
让我能够进去。
That I can enter.
在挪亚的日子。
In the days of Noah.
当神看见地上的人心里专顾自己的事。
When the Lord saw that man only cared about their own things,
神心里面非常的心酸。
The Lord was so saddened in his heart.
神希望很多人能够在他眼前蒙恩。
The Lord wanted many people to receive grace.
但是找来找去，
But he was working two or three.
只有挪亚一个人,
only Noah, one person.
挪亚的日子如何,
As the days of Noah, so also our days will be.
千万不要默认, 你在当时,
Do not just misunderstand that if you are there, you will enter. Because otherwise the Lord would not need to use the days of Noah to remind us.
第二个点,
the second point.
洪水是神的反应,
that the flood is the reaction of our God.
挪亚也是神的反应,
Noah is also the reaction of our God.
但圣经里面他不说洪水的日子, 圣经里面说挪亚的日子。
But the Bible does not say the days of the flood, it says the days of Noah.
所以假如神的反应只是审判的话,
So if God's reaction is only judgment,
那其实洪水就够了,
then the flood would be enough.
但神特别提到挪亚的日子,
But the Bible especially brings up the days of Noah. So we see outside of the judgment, God wants to use Noah to express another reaction. In the second passage that we read,
神对挪亚说,
God told Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
原来当全地都在败坏的时候,
when the whole world was wicked,
神要用挪亚做一个反应,
God used Noah to do a reaction.
就是要建造,
to build.
原来所有的败坏和消极都是背景,
that we see the judgment, the flood, was just the background.
神真正要我们去看的, 去专注的是建造,
the center and focus the Lord wants us to focus on is the building.
原来洪水只是一个背景,
the flood is just the background.
中心是那只造好的方舟,
but we need to be faithful to build the ark.
Sorry.
The focus is to build the ark.
也正是因为有洪水,
and because there's a flood,
这只方舟才体现出它的意义和价值,
it manifests the purpose and value of the ark.
正是因为有各种难处, 各种环境,
it because of the difficulty and the circumstances,
才显出建造的价值,
it shows the value of the building.
我们来读一下创世纪7章17节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 7 verse 17.
请大家特别留意我们弟兄的英文翻译。
Pay especially close attention to what it says in the English.
洪水泛滥在地上40天, 水往上涨, 把方舟从地上飘起来。
Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth.
当大水泛滥的时候,
when the floods came down,
极其浩大,
and the waters increased,
把天下的高山都淹没了,
that it even covered all the mountains.
我们以为方舟也要被淹没了,
we might think the ark will also be flooded.
没想到水越大,
but we see the more the waters increase,
方舟反而被 lift up,
that we see in fact the ark was lifted up,
并且是 high above the earth,
and it is lifted high above the earth.
方舟是什么时候被 lift up 的?
When was the ark lifted up?
不是在无风无浪的时候,
it is not when there is no storm, when there is no flood.
反而是在大水泛滥的时候,
it is when the flood comes down.
读到这里, 心里真是感谢敬拜我们的神。
When I read it, I thank and praise my Lord.
我们的神永远是积极的。
Our God is always eager to do.
我们的神永远是得胜的神。
Our God is always a victorious Lord.
所以神心中有个意念,
in God's heart there is a desire,
就是要建造,
is to build.
在挪亚的日子,
in the days of Noah,
挪亚的见证不只是消极的躲避洪水,
Noah's testimony is not just a negative one that he avoided from the flood.
挪亚的见证是积极的在建造,
but it is a positive one that he built.
对于挪亚来说, 建造方舟不是一件容易的事情。
For Noah, building the ark was not an easy thing.
挪亚不仅要明白神所要的, 要忠心神所要的,
not only did Noah need to know what the Lord wanted, but he needed to be faithful to do what the Lord wanted.
还有一件很重要的事情,
but there's one very important thing.
就是挪亚建造这个方舟的每一步必须要实实在在,
but that every step of the way, everything Noah did need to be real.
因为挪亚所建造的以后必须要耐得住水,
what he did need to be solid because it needed to be watertight.
挪亚打的每一颗钉子, 要实实在在把这个钉子打进去,
that every nail that he hammered in needed to be solid.
每一块木板镶上去的时候, 要实实在在把那个木板给镶牢了,
and every panel of wood he put up needs to be solid and real.
如果这个钉子我没有打进去,
if he did not hammer this nail in all the way,
我其实不懂怎么打这个钉子进去,
that I don't know how to hammer in a nail,
我也没经历过怎么打进去,
I've never experienced how to do this before.
我只是口里交通钉子要怎么打,
and I just say, this is how you nail.
我只是头脑知道打钉子的正确方式。
And I just have the head knowledge, what is the proper way of hammering a nail.
或者今天晚上因着要交通打钉子的缘故。
Or because I need the fellowship tonight, I hammer in a nail.
我就糊弄过去。
Then I just wishy-washy go by it.
但其实我根本不知道钉子是怎么打进去。
But yet I actually don't know how to hammer in the nail.
挪亚知道他造的并不是一只概念船。
He knows, no one knows that he's just not building an idea of an ark.
不是造一个概念产品。
He's not just building a prototype.
或者造这个船是用来展览的。
Or he's just using this ark as a display to show.
用来给人看的。
So, for others to see.
如果今天造得很漂亮在人面前。
If Noah built a very nice looking ark for others to see.
只是应付今天的。
It's just for today.
那天漏水的。
But then in that day it leaks.
有什么用呢？
What is the use?
我们有弟兄们有交通到，我们里面的眼睛要被打开。
Brothers have shared that our inner eye must be open.
但是看见不代表得着了。
But just because you see doesn't mean you gain it.
明白更加不是得着。
And understanding alone does not mean you
obtain it. 讲得出来更加不是得着。
And just because you say it does not mean you have obtained it.
必须要真的去走才能够得着。
You need to walk to obtain it.
当神应许亚伯拉罕的时候。
When God promised Abraham,
神跟亚伯拉罕说你举目向东西南北观看。
God told Abraham to look to the north, south, east, and west.
你看到的都赐给你。
Whatever you see, that will I give to you.
那亚伯拉罕怎么得着神所赐的呢？
But how did Abraham gain what the God had given him?
神跟亚伯拉罕说你要起来纵横走遍这地。
God told Abraham, you need to arise and walk in the land.
只有你脚掌所踏过的才是你的。
Because only the land that you walk on is yours.
必须要实实在在走，这才叫建造。
You need to have the reality that you walked across the land.
我们不知道挪亚的家人有没有跟挪亚一起建方舟。
We don't know whether or not Noah's family members built the ark with
him. 但我们知道挪亚的家人都进方舟了。
But one thing we know is that Noah's family went into the ark.
他们为什么愿意进方舟？
Why were they willing to enter the ark?
因为他们看见挪亚是如此在建方舟的。
Because they saw Noah was building the ark.
他们知道这是真的。
They saw how he built it, it was real.
神是真的。
God is real.
神的话是真的。
God's word is real.
洪水要来是真的。
The flood is coming is real.
如果挪亚只是做做样子。
If Noah is just doing this for show,
做一下表面功夫。
If he was just showing you his work,
他家人是不会进方舟的。
His family would not go into the ark.
因为口里不说，心里是有感觉的。
Because if they don't say it, in their hearts they know.
都能看得出来的。
They can see.
我记得有个福音朋友问一个问题。
I remember a gospel friend asked this question.
他说你们花了这么多的时间聚会。
You spent so much time meeting.
你们到底有什么改变？
What change do you have?
这个问题真是问的不知道怎么回答。
When they asked this question, I had no idea how to respond.
当挪亚实实在在的建方舟的时候，
When Noah truly built this ark for real,
挪亚也在神面前一直的学。
Noah was learning before God.
如果你曾经在家里修过东西或者换过东西，
If you've ever fixed something at home,
你可能会经历到网上的视频讲得很简单。
You'll find that the video you watch seems very simple.
你真正在做的时候，为什么这么多的问题，并且为什么这么花时间？
But when you actually try to do it, you find why are there so many problems and why is it so time consuming?
我想当挪亚真的在建的时候，
I think when Noah was really building it,
有很多意想不到的问题。
There were so many problems he couldn't even imagine.
这个钉子怎么打都打不进去呢？
Why is it that this nail, I just cannot hammer it in?
这个木板怎么量的长度又不对呢？
And then why did I measure out this panel is not the right length?
弄上去发现弄反了，又得拆下来重新弄。
And then I put it in, I put it the wrong direction, and you take it off and try again.
并且有很多问题在网上找不到视频。
And then there are many problems, but I don't have internet to look up what the solution is.
没人可以问的。
Nobody to ask.
所以当挪亚真正在建的时候，
So when Noah was building,
挪亚其实有很多的沮丧。
There were so many issues that arise.
很多的灰心。
That there were so many things that caused him to lose heart.
很多的受打击。
And so many things that would have affected him.
挪亚要常常的来到主面前。
But so Noah often had to come before the Lord.
真的在主面前跪下。
Kneel down before God.
真的在主面前懊悔。
And repent before the Lord.
真的在主面前求怜悯。
Come before the Lord and ask for mercy.
挪亚就是这样一边学一边见。
And on one hand, Noah learned. And on the other hand, Noah built.
神也这样子一边引导挪亚。
And the Lord also led Noah along the way.
我们这个人的转变是很不容易的。
It is so hard for us to change.
我之前换一个水龙头。
When I changed the faucet on my sink.
网上的视频说 30分钟换好。
The video I saw said it only takes 30 minutes to change.
我换了一个月。
It took me 1 month.
所以当挪亚真的在建的时候,
So when Noah was really building,
他会发现原来是我错了。
He'll find I am wrong.
原来是我有一个观念我一直都转不过来。
That I have a mindset that I just could not get over.
很多时候我们听到弟兄姊妹向我们说一些话,
Sometimes when we hear brothers and sisters say a word to us,
我们发现其实过了很长的时间我才真的明白。
We find that it takes me a very long time before I finally get it.
我当时以为明白了,以为接受了。
At the time, I thought I got it, and I thought I understood
没有真的明白。
But I didn't truly understand
也没有真的接受。
And I didn't truly accept it.
所以造方舟为什么这么长的时间呢?
So that's why did it take so long to build the ark?
不仅这工程很大,
Not only was it a great effort,
是因为我们这个人很不容易。
But it is because we are such difficult people.
所以当 挪亚在造方舟的时候,
so when Noah was building the ark,
神也在建造挪亚,
God was also building up Noah.
神的心中有个中心的意念建造,
that God, in God's heart, there is always a desire to build up.
无论我是个什么特点的人,
no matter what type of person I am,
不需要比较外面的不同,
I don't need to compare my differences with others.
我要的是基督真的成型在我里面,
but I desire that the life of Christ will be built up in me.
每一次学基督多一点成分在我里面,
that whenever I learn, more of Christ is built up in me.
基督成型在个人里面,
that Christ will be built up in each and every one of us.
基督也成型在我们团体里面,
and Christ will be built up corporately.
那么我们建造的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose of building up?
神托付挪亚建造方舟的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose God told Noah to build the ark?
建造的重点是什么呢?
What is the focus of building?
我们读第三处的圣经告诉我们,
when we read the third passage, it says,
方舟的目的就是为了保存生命。
The purpose of the ark is that you will come and keep alive.
也就是说在挪亚的日子,
and so in the days of Noah,
神最看重的就是生命。
The most important thing the Lord cares about is life.
唯一在神眼中值得存留的就是生命。
Only thing of value in the Lord's sight is to keep alive.
所有的东西都存留不了。
That outside of this life, everything else would perish.
都会被洪水冲去。
It would all be flooded.
但生命必须要保存。
But you must keep the life.
也就是说, 挪亚和各种的动物不仅要进到方舟里面,
what this means is that not only Noah and all the animals need to enter into the ark,
在方舟里面必须要保存生命,
but they need to be kept alive in the ark.
如果进去了,里面生命没有得到保存,
if they enter the ark, but there is no life in there,
那就失去这个方舟的目的和意义,
then it's missed out on the purpose of the ark.
不仅如此,
not only that,
我们读的第三处圣经,
in the third passage we read,
神特别提到两次,
God especially mentions 2 times,
这些动物, 不仅是进到方舟里面保存生命,
not only do these animals enter into the ark to be kept alive,
而且是进到方舟里面到挪亚那里保存生命,
but that they come to Noah to be the one to keep them alive.
也就是说, 假如方舟里面没有挪亚的服侍,
so if there was no service of Noah in the ark,
这些生命很可能得不到保存,
then very likely this life would not, they would not get the supply of life.
的确神纪念挪亚和方舟里的一切活物,
but God used the service of Noah, remember Noah, to keep alive all these animals.
但另一方面, 挪亚要在方舟里面做一个保存生命的服侍,
but on the other hand, Noah also had to have the service of keeping alive.
挪亚不是那个赐生命的,
Noah is not the one who gives life.
但他必须要在方舟里面, 做那个保存生命的服饰,
but he needs to do the service of keeping them alive.
我们里面都有基督的生命,
we all have the life of Christ in us.
什么叫做保存生命呢?
What does it mean to keep life?
其实这个解释非常的简单,
the answer is very simple,
就是让这个生命活,
is to make this life alive,
让这个生命活得正常,
to make this life normal,
活得自然,
and live naturally,
活得健壮,
live as strong,
活出这个生命该有的样子,
and it lived out the life it ought to live.
什么不是保存生命呢?
So what does it mean to not keep life?
就这个生命不活了,
it means that there is no life.
是死的,
it's death,
或者是半死不活,
or maybe half alive, half dead,
奄奄一息,
that it, life is, cannot be kept,
活得很受压,
and it's very frail,
活得很虚弱,
and very weak,
活得很勉强,
and it's like it's forced to be kept alive.
活不出这个生命该有的样子,
it cannot live out the normal expression of that life.
我们知道做事情是很容易的,
we know it's very easy to do things.
但保存生命不容易,
but to keep the life is very difficult.
有时候我们分组交通,
sometimes when we go into fellowship groups and share,
分组前还是活的,
before the meeting we are alive.
结果进了房间,
but once we enter that room,
房间门一关,
once we close the room,
到中间就开始半死不活了,
then once that happens, then we start being half alive.
聚会结束,
and then when the meeting ends,
房间门都还没开,
we haven't even opened the door of the room.
感觉里面有些生命都保存不了,
and we feel like we cannot even keep life in the room.
这些活物进方舟前还是活的,
that these animals, they were living before they entered the ark.
但怎么能够还没出方舟里面生命就不能保存呢?
But how is it that before they even left the ark that they lost their life?
我想如果是这样,
I think if it's this way,
挪亚会很痛苦,
it would be very hard for Noah.
我这个算什么服事呢?
What service is this?
我们知道在方舟里面有很多的事物,
we know in the ark there's many animals,
有很多的需要,
there's so many needs,
并且是各从其类, 各样不同的动物,
and there are so many different types of animals there.
各种各样生命的形态和需要,
and there are so many different needs.
挪亚每天在方舟里都很忙,
and every day Noah was so busy in the ark.
每天有很多重复要做的事,
every day there are so many repetitive tasks you need to do.
每个月有很多重复要做的事,
every week, every month, so much to do.
但无论事情多么多么重复,
but no matter how much he had to do, no matter how repetitive the task,
只有一个目的, 就是保存生命,
there's only one purpose, and that is to keep life.
如果生命得不到保存, 所有都是白做,
if life cannot be kept, then all would be done in vain.
有时候在一个聚会里面,
sometimes in a meeting,
感觉很沉闷,
we feel that there is no life.
但有一个弟兄或者姊妹,
but then there is a brother or sister,
他也没有分析说我这个交通是活呢还是死呢,
they didn't say that my sharing is living or dead.
他也没有感觉说我一个交通我就能把这个聚会活起来,
they don't think that because of my one sharing I can make this whole gathering alive.
他都没有想这些,
they don't think about these.
但他里面真的要主,
but they really want the Lord.
他真的要往前走,
they want to press forward.
但他真的要往前走, 他心里面有问题,
and so when they really press forward, they have a question in their heart.
当他把这个问题问出来,
and when they ask this question,
整个聚会就活了,
the whole meeting becomes alive.
整个聚会生命得到了保存,
and the whole meeting receives the supply of life.
或者有弟兄或者姊妹,
or a brother or sister,
他们真的服在神给他的环境下,
they submit under the circumstance the Lord has given them.
他真的在神面前学功课,
and they really learn the lesson from the Lord.
他就有一些简单的交通,
and they have some simple sharing.
没有引经据典,
and it may not be some grand,
也没有讲得很完整,
or it may not be complete,
但你能感觉到这个交通是从他生命中长出来的,
but you can feel that this sharing is from their life.
这个交通不是准备出来的,
it's not just they prepared something to share.
这个交通不是像交作业一样交一个交通出来的,
it's not like they're doing homework and they prepare the sharing to share.
我记得有一次在一个小组里,
I remember in a small group once,
我听到一个姊妹交通,
I heard a sister share,
她说只要神没给你关门, 绝对不要放弃,
she said that as long as the Lord has not closed the door, do not give up.
是这句话讲得很属灵很深奥吗?
Was this word very spiritual or very deep?
是你听的时候你不敢想象这句话是从那个姊妹口中讲出来的,
but when you hear it, you cannot or imagine that it came from this sister's mouth.
经过环境,
but through these circumstances,
心里是向着主的,
her heart was towards the Lord.
或者在我们波饼聚会中,
or in the breaking of bread meeting,
有弟兄姊妹心里真的要感谢主赞美主,
that in the hearts of brothers and sisters, you really want to praise and thank the Lord.
他们大声地祷告赞美主,
they loudly praise and thank the Lord.
因着这些祷告是向着神去的,
because this prayer is directed to the Lord.
唱诗歌是向着主去的,
that the singing is directed to the Lord.
你感觉整个聚会因着这些,
that you feel because of this, the life is kept alive.
我们聚完会一起吃饭,
and after the meeting, when we eat together,
你发现有一些弟兄姊妹,
you find there are some brothers and sisters,
因着他坐在那张桌子,
because they sit at that table,
整张桌子活了,
the whole table is kept alive.
整张桌子在吃饭的这段时间, 生命得到了保存。
And during this time of eating, the life had received the supply.
不是为了有交通而勉强交通。
It's not for the sake of sharing that we share.
而是心里真的要, 我真的很想谈一谈。
But it's because I really desire in my heart, I want to share.
我真的很想关心一下弟兄姊妹的想法。
I want to know the circumstances of brothers and sisters.
而不是我坐在这张桌子，这张桌子死了。
It's not that I sit at this table and this table is dead.
别的桌子是向着世界死，向着神活。
That the other tables are dead to the world but alive to Christ.
我的桌子是相反的，向着神死，向着世界去活。
But my table is exactly the opposite. It is dead to God but alive to the world.
这是我们聚会吃饭的目的。
And this is the purpose why we eat together.
不是为了方便。
It's not for just convenience.
也不是为了像世人一样照常吃吃喝喝。
And it's not like those in the world that we just eat and drink together.
而是当我有机会跟弟兄姊妹们在一起。
But it's that I have the opportunity to spend time with brothers and sisters.
我要抓住机会保存我的生命。
I need to grab hold of this opportunity to keep life.
我要抓住机会能够有交通。
I need to grab hold of this opportunity to have fellowship.
我希望得一些供应，得一些更正。
I hope to receive supply and also be corrected.
让我里面的生命向着主更加的火热。
So that my life to the Lord would be even more and more fire.
我们里面的生命只有一种活法。
And there's only one way the life in us can be made alive.
就是向着神活。
It is to be lived to the Lord.
什么时候我们里面的生命向着神以外的事情活。
If at any time we live for anything outside of God,
什么时候为着神以外的事情活,
we live for something outside of God,
你会发现你的生命不可能得到保存,
you will find it is impossible for your life to be kept alive.
你只会觉得暗明我是基督徒, 实际上我觉得没什么东西。
The only thing you'll be able to do is by name say that you are a Christian, but in the dark you have nothing.
我记得有一次一些弟兄姊妹一起读倪弟兄的传记。
I remember when brothers and sisters together read the biography of Watchman Nee.
读完之后，我们大家交通一下，你读了之后什么感觉？
And together we shared, what is your feeling after you read it?
我记得有一个弟兄说，他读完之后感觉就是，这才是信耶稣。
And I remember a brother shared that when he read this, he said, this is what it means to believe in the Lord.
我想很多人都知道那本书的名字叫《中流砥柱》。
I think many of us know that the title of the book is Against the Tide.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是在洪水中,
it means that in the flood,
在各种考验难处的冲击下,
in the times of difficulty and testing,
有真东西,
there is something real.
有真见道,
there is true building up.
有真认识,
there's true understanding.
能够存下来,
and it can last.
我们今天当我们读他们的一些交通或者故事,
and when we read their stories or testimonies,
或者唱他们写的一些诗歌,
or when we sing the songs that they wrote,
不仅我们看到有一些真理的讲解存留了下来,
not only do we see how they explain the scripture that that remains,
我们真的感觉到他们对主的那个绝对，对主的那个认真。
But we see their absolute to the Lord and their seriousness to the Lord.
在任何环境中，心里面向着主，向着主旨意的心。
That no matter the circumstance, their heart is toward the Lord.
这些生命结下来的果子，我们今天仍然能够尝到。
That the fruit of their life can even still keep us alive today.
你真的觉得那种要素是扑面而来的。
That you can see that their desire for the Lord is just so strong.
我们今天 需要切切的在主面前求怜悯。
And so today we need to come before the Lord to ask for mercy.
我们真的要祷告说, do not pass me by.
We need to really earnestly pray, do not pass me by.
什么人会真的祷告不要把我漏掉呢?
Who are those who would really pray, do not pass me by?
不是别人喊，我也跟着喊。
It's not that others proclaim this and I proclaim it with them.
而是我觉得我已经快被漏掉了。
But it's that I feel I'm about to be left out.
我已经在漏掉的边缘了。
I'm right at the edge of being left out.
我再不抓紧神，再不怜悯我。
If I don't grab hold of this, then the Lord may not mercy me.
我真被漏掉了。
And then I will be passed by.
所以你真向神有个呼求。
Well, then you have a cry to the Lord.
莫把我漏掉。
Do not pass me by.
当我们读以利亚和以利沙的故事,
when we read the story of Elisha and Elijah,
以利沙为什么跟着以利亚跟着那么紧?
Why did Elisha follow so closely to Elijah?
以利亚都说,我去就行了,你留在这等就好了。
When Elijah told him, I will go ahead, you just stay here.
以利沙说,不行,我一定要跟着去。
Elijah said, no, I must follow you.
不是把以利亚当成偶像。
It's not that he treated Elijah like an idol.
乃是以利亚心里有个感觉。
But Elijah had a feeling in his heart.
如果我一松,
if I like relax at any moment,
我一放松,
I relax.
我不紧紧地跟,
and I don't follow closely,
我真被漏掉了,
then I will be left behind.
因为我是个容易被漏掉的人,
because it's easy for me to be passed by.
所以以利亚他有个祷告,
So Elisha had a prayer.
愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
As the prayer,
以利沙要我祷告，对不起。
Elisha prayer that please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
当以利沙自己要出来服事的时候,
and then we Elisha came out to serve.
以利沙对着神有个呼喊。
Elisha had a cry to the Lord.
以利亚的神在哪里?
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
挪亚的日子如何, 我们的日子也如何?
As the days of Noah, so our days must be.
挪亚他知道他自己在一个很关键的时候。
No one knew that he was in a critical moment during that time.
如果我现在不抓紧,
if I do not hold on now,
我就会永远失去机会。
I will lose out on the opportunity forever.
这个将来的懊悔, 是一个哀乎切齿的懊悔。
And the regret in the future is a weeping and gnashing of teeth.
挪亚的日子如何, 我们的日子也如何。
As the days of Noah, so will also be in our days.
如果要哀乎切齿,
if we have weeping and gnashing of teeth,
愿是在今天, 而不是留在将来。
May it be today and not in the future.
将来是荣耀,
but in the future it will be glorious.
将来不是懊悔。
In the future it will not be regret.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
当我们一同交通你的话的时候, 我们知道这些话是对我们自己讲。
When we fellowship on your word, we know we are speaking to ourselves.
所以我们的心, 帮助我们的心, 真的能够对准你。
So help turn our hearts toward you.
在这个末后的日子,
that in these end days,
得着一些人的心, 里面向着你是火烧的。
You will gain some hearts that have a fire toward you.
求主在这里复兴你的作为。
May you revive your work here.
显出你的工作。
May you show your work here.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.